It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Ike Feldman. Big episode with you. Anytime we get to speak to a local guy, it's excellent. Anytime we get to speak to a local guy who's also in the biggest mixed martial arts promotion in the world, even more awesomer. Matt Frivola, Steamroller Frivola, Long Island's own, Strong Island's own, Law MMA's own, Sarah BJJ's own. This guy's got a huge fight coming up against Genaro Valdez this weekend. Valdez is 100% finish rate. Got the job done back in October, I believe, against Patrick White. Put on an amazing performance. Wow, Dana White, Sean Shelby, Mick Maynard, and company got a contract. And now, Matt Frivola is trying to put that O's got to go. I'm trying to think of rhymes. Just stick for what works. Stick with what works. That O has got to go. And you could see it this weekend, UFC 270. It's the undercard of Francis Ngannou versus Ciryl Gane. Amazing fight card, an amazing fight, and truly an honor and a privilege to speak to any fighter in person, but especially with somebody who has a big challenge, a big task ahead of them. And when you feel their confidence and their belief exuding off them, it's kind of amazing aura or vibe to be around. And Matt Frivola is in the zone, full of belief and confidence, and he will represent again this Saturday, UFC 270, ESPN Plus, ESPN, and of course ESPN pay-per-view. You got to check it out. But first, check out the interview with Matt Steamroller Frivola. What's up, everybody? It's Ike Feldman from the Iketagon. You like that? The Iketagon. But forget about the Iketagon. We're stepping out of there. We're now in the Steamroller trenches. We're working on it, but obviously we're with UFC fighter Matt Frivola, product of Huntington, product of Long Island, New York. He's going to represent us January 22nd on a colossal card, not just because of the names, but because of the big boys at the top. UFC 270, Francis Ngannou, Ciryl Gane. Can't wait for that fight. But before that fight happens, Genaro Valdez, who is a banger, this guy is 100% finish rate, is facing a guy who is very willing to bang in Matt Frivola. Matt, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Just about 2 weeks out. You know, I just had a great sparring session with a great teammate, Anthony Dilemme.
Did you even get touched? You don't even look...
Hey, man, it was good work. We threw the MMA gloves on for this one, so it was a lot of grappling. But it was great, you know, a hard three-round push with him and then a little conditioning afterwards. And, you know, we're right on schedule.
Nice. And I saw, man, you're looking lean with the lean roller, or looking phenomenal, man. Can you take us behind the scenes of a sparring footage, the classified sparring footage? How would you guys say you percentage it? Like, if you're going to the head, to the body, especially with the 4 or 6 ounce gloves, how would you classify the speed or the percentage of output in those sessions?
Yeah, you know, sometimes we spar with the big gloves, the 16-ounce boxing gloves. And when we put the big gloves on, we're still doing MMA rounds, so we're still working our takedowns with it, but we're opening more up on the feet. You know, with the big gloves, we can bang a little bit more. Always one of us has one headgear on, so just to prevent cuts mainly. So big gloves, we kind of stand up more and throw a little bit harder, but we're still working our takedowns. And then when we put our MMA gloves on, you know, we're taking it back on the feet a little bit, and we're doing more grappling and more MMA sparring. So
you send some stingers their way?
Yeah, you know, in the end of the day, you know, we're in there fighting, we're sparring, but we're competitive, we're competing, and we're looking for output. You know, at every sparring session, I'm trying to push myself as hard as possible, you know, have as much output, try to get as tired as possible just to push my cardio to that next level. You know, I'm always trying to be smart in there. I'm trying to, you know, throw my combos, you know, work what I want to work in the fight and get a great push, which I always do.
And again, we're being joined by Matt Frivola on Instagram, at @SteamRollaFrivola_MMA. And on Twitter, is this correct? I'm not sure if it's you. Matt, FRE16.
That was my old Twitter that, yeah, like I got like locked out.
That had
out
all the N-words. And
no, I got locked out of that Twitter. Like I think I had a blue check on that one too. And I got locked out of it. And now I got a new Twitter. I think it's just like @Matthew Frivola or @FrivolaMatthew.
Matthew. Okay.
I know. Yeah. I made the new Twitter and like I just wrote my name Matthew Frivola and then made my @ like Matthew Frivola. I don't know. I'm trying to enter the Twitter world. So.
Well, stay away. Pumi is taking on all challenges. He says, he's like, I don't care. I'm here to change the Twitter. Good luck with that, with the hostility. I say, everybody, step into a martial arts dojo.
Yeah, yo, you got to follow my twin brother on Twitter, though, @ Cheesy McFreshington.
Wait, are you Matt, or is this really Matt?
No, well, we're fraternal brothers, or twin brothers, but yeah, he's big on the MMA Twitter world, Cheesy McFreshington. He battles all my Twitter battling for me. So
see, right away, that's a great name, Cheesy McFreshington. Like he's going in there with like a good spirit into the Twitter hostility.
He does. He's good.
But again, yeah, follow Matt on his Twitter handle and obviously the Instagram handle. And if you guys have not seen in the bio, the link in bio hashtag on his Instagram, the All Access MMA guys did a beautiful job. They could work for Embedded if they don't, but the aerial shots, the drones running around, Huntington people probably thought it was the Russians, but you get to see Matt's training here. You get to see Matt's training at Sarah. Shout outs to Dan, who is coaching in that video. Really cool video. What I did see, is this your brother who he was an athlete too and he's trying to get into a fight? I was jumping around in the beautiful production of the All Access MMA guys, but is your brother fighting now? Is that?
He did one boxing fight. It was for the Barstool Rough and Rowdy, actually.
This guy is made for celebrity.
Yeah, it was fun. He's always one of my, biggest supporters, and he comes into the gym and hits mitts with me. And at one point, I was talking with Robbie Barstool at the Barstool. And
I have my issues with him.
Yeah. My brother had issues with him, too. But he's a good kid. And he ended up getting my brother a Barstool Rough and Rowdy fight. So then I made sure that, Jimmy was prepared. I put him through a whole fight camp. I brought him in here, had him spar some of the amateurs. And we turned it into my bachelor party, actually. So it was fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Me and, I want to say it was, 15 of my buddies went to West Virginia. We rented a house out. And, we went to the Rough and Rowdy. My brother knocked this West Virginia hillbilly out in a minute. And then we
was
partied.
Was this sanctioned?
It was sanctioned.
Wow.
It was fun.
Oh, my gosh. I was picturing, the old school where it's two people in, a bath of jelly. I mean,
no, it was fun. Yeah, the Rough and Rowdies are a good time.
Wow, fantastic, man. And sticking with your brother, is this who your father, Salvatore, was referring to as the most athletic in the family? And does that kind of motivate you? Dude, I'm a professional athlete.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy is he's a real good athlete. I mean, you got to see him on the flag football team. Me and my buddies, we play pretty competitive flag football for Long Island Legends League. And
oh, wow.
And my brother is—he's good, yo. He's real good. But he's an athlete. In the end of the day,
Amazing. Did you guys get any scuffles at the I know it could get intense, man. My shirt was ripped off.
Yo, it gets intense. There has been a couple scuffles.
Oh man, and I'm very happy that you do have a high school football background. And did you Ironman? You played high offense and defense.
I did. I played offense, defense, special teams. I didn't leave the field when I played high school football.
To me, that's unrivaled experience, and you're on the wave of these crossover athletes. A lot of people talk about the Sage Northcutts or the Pettis who started in MMA or started with martial arts. I believe we're going to see a lot more high school kids in basketball who maybe didn't go to college or from what you're telling me, could have probably played at least D2, maybe a Delphi for football. You're on that wave. Do you feel that your past athletic experience, football, lacrosse, it contributes to your mixed martial arts career and success?
Yeah, I mean, definitely just playing sports and being a competitor. I think, really transitioned over to my mixed martial arts. And, you know, I even did...
Careful dropping the word transition.
Yeah, that's a good one. But I also did Taekwondo. I did Taekwondo when I was real young, okay. too. Shout out to Chris Gates Taekwondo in Greenlawn. You know, I did that. And then, you know, I played baseball. I played football, lacrosse. And then wrestling, really. You know, I started wrestling in seventh grade. And once I started wrestling, that kind of transformed my body. You know, I was a little chubby kid growing up. And then I started wrestling, and I became an athlete. And then, you know, even... I'm still using that wrestling that I learned in high school, you know, to this day.
To this day, we got a couple of quotes in there. I said, like, once I wrestled, everything's easier. There's like a Dan Gable half quote in
that's
there.
That's true.
There's a Deontay Wilder quote in there. But I don't know, man. What you're known for is your beautiful, just loose shoulders, loose hips. You are a banger, but, like, you could throw a high kick like nobody's business. You are now facing a fellow banger. This is a big fight for you to bounce back. Make a statement on a big card, first major event of 2022, big year. I think everything's going to open up, the country, the world, big year, big spotlight, ton of eyeballs on you. You are representing Long Island, no pressure. How do you feel about going against an undefeated guy, but he does have holes in his game? I didn't watch it recently, but when I wrote an article covering Dana White Contender Series Week 6, I think he gassed out against Patrick. It was a huge money line. He went in there trying to bang, gassed out. What holes have you seen, and what do you plan to capitalize on?
Yeah, you know, I love fighting undefeated fighters.
Woo!
You know, he's not my first undefeated fighter I fought, and, you know, he hopefully won't be the last. But I love giving these guys reality checks. You know, I remember when I was undefeated coming off the Contender Series, you know, thinking my shit don't stink. You know, I've been where he's been. And, you know, I had a reality check, and that's what I plan on giving to him, a reality check, and it's going to make him a better fighter in the future. But I got to show him that there's levels to this, and that, you know, I'm the guy. I'm that guy right now.
Now, there's a huge spotlight on you, again, at @steamrollerfrivola_MMA on Instagram and Matthew Frivola on Twitter.
Something like that.
Okay. But... Cheesy McMuffins or...
Cheesy McFreshington.
That's who we care about the most.
Yeah, that's probably the better follow. Who
it's
we
amazing, man. But even Cheesy McFluffington, what is it again?
Just call him Cheese.
Even Cheese, another old school reference.
Cheese Roller.
Cheese Roller. He should just be the opposite. You're ripped, shredded, ready to tear somebody's head off. He should just lean into the character. Just
he should, yeah.
Oh my god, I could see him in the Rock high boots, the elbow pads, just on the turnbuckle. But even Cheese Rivola, everybody, I believe that they understand the spotlight is on you. Was it difficult at first to kind of get family, friends, inner circle, outer circle to realize that this is what you want to do, and as you transitioned into a professional fighter, that they started to understand that, hey, we'll be at a barbecue, but don't press Matt or bust his balls too much on why he's not drinking or eating the disgusting nacho dip? Like, have people around you grown to be accustomed to your lifestyle?
They really have, and, you know, I'm so lucky to have the family and friends that I have with me. You know, they're ride or dies. You know, they're with me when I'm winning, they're with me when I'm losing, and you know, it means the world to me, and they've been with me since I started as an amateur. You know, my dad, he's at every fight. You know, I remember I would say when I was an amateur, my fourth amateur fight, I got an opportunity to go to Costa Rica and fight for the Costa Rican amateur title. And I was 3-0 at the time, and I was fighting a Costa Rican hometown hero who was 9-0 with like 9 knockouts.
Woo!
And like
that undefeated guy.
I remember I tell my dad, I'm like, "Dad, let's go. We're going." And my dad didn't even hesitate. He booked a flight. Then my uncle came out, my cousin came out, my brother came out. You know, we all went out there to Costa Rica.
Wow.
And you know, I went out there and I had a great fight. You know, the guy rocked me in the first round. But then I came back and took him down, and just, it was my first fight with ground and pound as an amateur, and I just ground and pounded the shit out of him and ended up arm barring him and winning the Costa Rican title for my fourth amateur fight. And I'd say after that fight, I was like, man, I can do this. I can make a career out of this. And, they've been supporting me in my career ever since. And they get it. You know, they understand the weight cut. They understand the sacrifice. They understand the hard work that I put in. And now every fight I have, they come out. Every fight I have, it's like a family reunion. It's all my friends come out. All my family comes out. And, you know, we have a great time. Win, lose, or draw, we have a great time. And, I'm blessed to have the support and the family I have. And there's always open spots on with the team rollers. So, everyone could join. We'll get you a team roller shirt, and we all have a good time out in the fight.
Amazing, man. We need to get the team rollers sponsored by High Rollers or something.
Yeah, I like that one.
We'll work on it, but... what really exudes from you is your belief and your confidence, which probably stems from your hard work and your family roots. You are an elite mixed martial artist in the world. Why is it that you will be the elite of the elite?
You know, you just said it right there, hard work. You know, I put in the work. I take no shortcuts. I got notice for this fight, like 14-week notice. I've never had as much notice as I've had for this fight. And, I could take you back to my house, and I'll whip out my notebooks, and I'll show you the last 10 years of my training. I have it all written down in about 3 notebooks. I've got every fight camp, every round I've sparred. And I do that to keep myself accountable. And, every fight camp, I look back at my last camp, and I flip back in my pages and I say, where was I 3 weeks out? What was my weight at? What, how many rounds did I spar? How many jiu-jitsu rounds did I roll? And that's where my heart, that's where my confidence comes, because I know I put the work in. And, as long as I know I put the work in, as long as my coach Ray Longo tells me I'm ready, he tells me I'm ready, I believe it. You know, he's coached so many champions. He's been in the game for so long, with him having confidence in me and telling me that I can go out there and I could do this, I believe it. And then, the fight is the fun part, the hard work, the fight camp is the tough stuff. But, I'm 2 weeks out now. I got one more hard week of training, one more hard week of dieting, of discipline. And then, next Tuesday we head out to Cali. And fight week, I love fight week. I get to, I'm a fan just as much of a fighter, honestly. I'll go out there fight week. I'll see Francis Ngannou. I'm going to get a picture with Ngannou. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to hopefully see Rogan out there. I'll see Anik out there. I'll cut weight. I'll be with my boy Billy Q. Me and Billy Q have been doing this for 10 years now. And, we'll go through our fight week shenanigans, cut the weight. And then go out there and have some fun and give this guy all I got, which is, all I can do. Leave everything I got in that cage. And, I'm confident I'll get my hand raised. And then, we're going to have some fun afterwards.
Yes, sir. I am sold. Again, UFC 270 against Genaro Valdez before the card of all cards. This is pretty freaking amazing that we got to sit down with @steamroller for Vola _MMA and Cheesy McMuffins on one more time.
Cheesy McFreshington on Twitter, but follow me on Instagram at steamroller for Vola _MMA, because I do most of my stuff on Instagram, and I'll definitely document the whole fight week and all the stuff on there, so that'll be cool.
It is a healthy website if you guys are looking to get out of the Twitterverse, but I believe Matt's going to get the win. It doesn't matter what I believe. It matters what he believes. And if you guys can't feel the confidence exuding out of him, check out his fight, January 22nd, UFC 270. Mr. Matt Frivola, I really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, bro. And this guy gave me a good role yesterday. He's not just a MMA interviewer guy. This guy can roll. He knows what he's doing on the mats as well. And he's got some boxing skills, too.
And he's getting me in trouble with my wife. I come home, she sees shit on my neck. She goes, "What happened?" No, I was rolling with dudes. She goes, "Oh, no, you're transitioning." I go, "No, I'm not transitioning." It's all fun and games until somebody gets punched in the face And Mr. Valdez is getting punched in the face. UFC 270. Let's go. Strong Island MMA. Matt, good luck again, brother.
Let's go.
Thanks, bro.
Cool. That was a good one, dude.
You flow easy, man.
Now I see my first rodeo.
Matt's the man. His family are the men. It's always great to sit down with somebody who is extremely focused and driven, ambitious, putting all their tools together and expressing their art on a worldwide stage like the UFC. So it's an honor. It truly is a privilege. I'm blessed, lucky. Things are phenomenal, and I'm just pray every day, and very grateful for the position that I'm in. And yeah, good luck to Matt, and of course the growing team of UFC potential fighters for Law MMA. They got big fights coming up in February, so I will of course be giving you guys more in-person interviews. And I'm working on a little side big project. It's going to be really cool. It's like a mini documentary of a fighter who has a fight coming up in a couple of weeks. I hope you guys enjoyed. I know I'm enjoying the process of this. This is Earned, a.k.a. Matt Byrne. So I'm really going diving in head first to get the best coverage for you guys. So enjoy the fights this weekend. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Matt. Like it, share it, retweet it, repost it, everything, guys. It's your boy, Ike Feldman from the Octagon. I'm Owsy. Peace.